Hello, welcome to North Valley Church's Sermon Podcast. We are in a series titled, God Is. If you would like more information on our podcast or North Valley Church, you can reach us on our website, nvcmd.org.
So I'm an old guy, so sometimes I do this, it doesn't work out. Does anybody know what I mean when I say Mary Poppins? Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins had a song. The part of her thing was she was practically perfect in every way. Anybody remember that with me? Yeah, okay, she was practically perfect. It would be cool to be Mary Poppins. However, the rest of us struggle with that in different ways, right? So I've got people I hang out with, people I work with. I've got people in my life that, so I'm like a bit of a cluttered dude. I'm a pig. So there, my desk is not, I don't keep it orderly. Yeah, y'all looking at each other. I'm going to give you guys just a chance to connect over that. I don't keep my desk necessarily orderly, but I've got people that when I lay like a pencil and an ink pen and a highlighter down, they reach across and straighten them up for me. Yeah, so Chad is confessing the pens and pencils have to be lined up perfectly, right? If I'm in the room and the picture is tilted, I'm okay with it. There are some of us, yeah, Ben James. All right, Ben James, he has my back. There are people who, if they walk in and the picture's tilted, it's done, game over. Unless they go fix that, we are not going to be able to have a conversation. They're not going to do anything productive. Picture must be straight. We need order, and it needs to look okay, and there are some of us who don't need to do that. So we are going to be talking about where we are in that. We're all different. We're all approaching that a little different, but God has something in store for us. We have been in this series talking about who God is, and we have been talking about the parts of God. We can't do it all. But there are parts of who God is that we can emulate, that we can grow into. When we think about God, God is perfect. So what do we do with God is perfect? Because there are some of us who can't move forward unless certain things are perfect. There are others of us who just don't care. And all the imperfection in the universe is okay with us. Where is God in that? And what is his expectation for us? So we're including this as a, if you're into big church words, a communicable attribute of God. There's something about this we can move into, and we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But I want to start about where God comes from as far as being perfect. We've been focusing on these attributes that we can emulate, but I want to take a moment and talk about the parts of God that we can't emulate, right? There is, here we go. All right, kids, pay really close attention because there's going to be a quiz afterwards. We are going to discuss the metaphysical aspects of God's perfection. Everybody got that? Just say, yay! Okay, look, God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent. He can be everywhere. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's eternal. Means there's no beginning or end to him. He's immutable. He won't change. Those are all things about God that are beyond our ability to emulate. I can't be everywhere. I can try and grow into it, but I won't get there. That was a joke, right? To waistline, okay. But, so this is, for those of you who want to follow along with this, the metaphysical part of God's perfection rolls into his moral attributes. The fact that he is all-knowing, all-everywhere, and all-powerful plays into his perfection. An infinite God is necessarily perfect. Therefore, his moral attributes are going to be perfect as well. So because of who he is in the metaphysical sense, that's related to who he is in a moral sense and something that we can emulate. So if you're wondering about the word metaphysical, if you want to write a little so, right? Metaphysical actually means immaterial, right? God is spirit. That's part of why he's metaphysical. So the spiritual side of what it is that we believe falls under this metaphysical part of who God is. So that rolls into who God is. God's perfect. He's infinite. He can be all those things. And then Jesus says something absolutely insane. Jesus says, hey, y'all, you can be perfect just like my Father's perfect. It's like, what? Give me a what? Jesus said there's something about us that can move towards God's perfection. Jesus wouldn't have said that if he didn't think that was something for us to be able to achieve. So I want to hang out here for a moment. There's a number line, right? None of us are perfect. I should back up. Are there any perfect people here? Okay, good. There was some brief denial about that and some thinking, and then we said no. Okay. However, some of us struggle with perfection in our environment, right? Some of us, there is a thing, it's a thing called perfectionism. And we can't operate in the room unless the picture's straight. I can't work across the desk from you unless your pencils are straight. And we have this need of being perfect. That translates sometimes into those things. Man, it translates sometimes into our moral expectations for ourselves. This is a dangerous place to be. We can't achieve being perfect. So there's an acceptance on our part that I am not perfect. Everyone just say that with me. I am not perfect. But we can grow in that area. So, but we need to be able to hold it loosely like everything else. We want to grow in it, but I can't expect it of myself or other, or the things around me or in other people. So there's this issue of perfectionism that I want us to be able to back away from. Don't do that. The other end of the number line is, oh yeah, I'm just human. That's the way I am. Accept me, whatever, too bad. And we, yeah, go ahead, take a moment and look at each other, shake hands. We just want to be accepted for who we are. That's not what Jesus is calling us to do. There is something imperfect about us. We are imperfect beings. However, Jesus is saying it's not okay to just stay this way. That if there's things about us that we know aren't okay, we need to be open about that and say, what am I doing to move closer to who it is God wants me to be? So I want us to make sure we're not hanging out on either end of this number line. I want to make sure that we're not struggling with perfectionism, that we don't let it destroy and ruin our growth process by trying to achieve perfectionism. I also don't want to have us go, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm just human. That's the way it is. That there are areas that we can and should be growing on, and Jesus is asking us to do that. So let's outline a couple of ways. If I were to be growing in being like his Father in heaven, like my Father in heaven, what might that look like? So we can look at God's way. 2 Samuel says, as for God, his way is perfect. If you're a note taker, that's the part we want to underline. The Lord's word is flawless. We will get to that later. Today, at this moment, I want to hang out in his way. He shields all who take refuge in him. So think about it for a moment. God's way is perfect. It might seem obvious. Okay, yeah, God's way is perfect. Are we actually doing that? What are the contestants for the things we choose as opposed to God's way? Right, we'll just start at the bottom rung of the ladder, right? It's not okay to go Satan's way. Satan's got a will for our life too. So we don't want to be going there. The world has a way it wants us to go. The world culture, read Facebook, social media, it's got an expectation of who it wants us to be. And we've reached a point in at least our culture, the time and place where we live, where in some circles, it's not okay to disagree. We can't even say, I don't agree. And if you decide you disagree with certain people's opinions, you are discharged from the community. They don't want anything to do with you, and they reject the idea that you can have a different opinion. So I want you to be aware where we are fighting a battle where the world wants us to do something, but we want to do it God's way, not the world's way, and there's a struggle there. We don't want to go Satan's way, we don't want to go the world's way, but to be honest, the biggest contestant of going God's way is ourself. We like to go our way. We might know briefly, you've heard what God wants, but the issue is, I've already got my preconceived notions. I like it this way. I'm going to go this way. Yeah, I talked about it. I thought about it, but I've decided this. I think this is what it is I need to do. And we completely ignore what it is that God wanted. So this week, we have an opportunity. If God's way is perfect, what am I doing? Who are the contestants keeping me from going God's way? And what are the things I need to deal with on the inside? You know, I don't think any of us are Satan worshipers, but I need to say it now because it's a thing, right? I can read about it in my news things. That's a thing. So that's not okay. Is everybody ready for me to turn the air conditioner on? Okay. We had this discussion earlier, so if you're near a window, close it, please. All right, here we go. Everybody go, yay! Well, y'all a bunch of hot, sweaty people going, yay. That was hilarious. Okay. You should feel a difference momentarily. Unless somebody turned it all off. Oh, yeah. There we go. All right. Yes, so there's a song by this dude, Frank Sinatra, now that I looked at my notes. Old. Anybody ever heard of Frank Sinatra? I did it my way! Right? We write songs about doing it our way. So don't take that lightly. We struggle with our way. We struggle with just do it. We struggle with do whatever feels good. None of that's okay. We need to be reflecting on what it is God had in mind, and we need to submit to what His way is for our life. All right, so being aware of that we want to be going God's way. Here's the cool thing about going God's way is He is working to perfect that for us. In 2 Samuel 22, it says, God is my strength and my power, and, if you're a note-taker, underliner, He makes my way perfect. I want you to think about that. God, Jesus called us out. Hey, y'all should be trying to be perfect. In 2 Samuel, He's pointing out, and God is working, to make your way perfect, so that if you fall into that, if you can figure out what that is and follow it, you will be moving in this direction of becoming perfected. We get confused about that because when we become Christians and we got God on our team, what we want from God is to make our way easy. What God is doing is making our way perfect. Depending on our circumstances, we might struggle with that. It doesn't mean that God keeps us from difficult things. God allows hard things to come into our life. However, when those happen, He comes alongside of us and He can work all of those things out for our good. They don't surprise God. So I want us to wrestle. As we think about going God's way, recognize, oh my gosh, and God is working on my behalf. He is trying to make this way be perfect. He is trying to make a way for me to be able to do this. And it may not be easy. Anybody who's been a Christian for a while, do you think following God is easy? Can I get an amen? No, no, okay. No, it's just not. Let's not be surprised when we get to the point, well, this isn't easy. This is really terrible. God still is at work. God still is at work. And I want you to think about the goal. Our goal becomes peace and comfort. That's what we like. We work for peace and comfort. What God is working is the maturation of our souls, being conformed to the image of His Son. He's more interested in what's going on in our heart than He is in our circumstances. He cares about our circumstances, but He's not around so that He can fix them. He's around so that He can help our heart be in the place He wants it to be. Part of God's perfection is His Word. Specifically out of Psalm 19, we talk about the law. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. So in the context of what the psalmist wrote about God's Word, they called it the law. But I would say God's Word, the Bible, it's the same thing. It's what God spoke through prophets, and we've assembled into this book that we call the Holy Bible. I hold this in high regard. I say it that way because the contest is sometimes people hold this in high regard, and sometimes we hold our own personal experiences in high regard. Sometimes we say, well, I think and I feel this, so that must be right, as opposed to, this is what God's Word says. Maybe I need to lean into that. Remember me saying, me is sometimes the biggest thing in the way of following what God wants us to do? It's because we believe His Word is inerrant. It means there's no errors in it, and it's inspired. He wrote all of this through prophets. So we hold this in high regard. It is perfect. As we read that and get it into us, it refreshes our soul. So part of being able to have God's law refresh our soul means that we're getting into it. I am blessed that y'all showed up on Sunday morning to come here today. Give yourselves a round of applause. Well done. Yes. Whew. Okay. That was pretty light. I like it. But this shouldn't be the end of it, right? This is an opportunity for us once a week to corporately, together, celebrate who God is, to hear His Word spoken so that we're all on the same page, moving in the same direction together. Together, we can do more things than we could separately. That's why Jesus designed this to work as a church. We are meant to be together so that we can have community as part of that. However, we have an individual responsibility of growing in our knowledge of what God's Word says. So I'm just going to ask you to wrestle for a moment. What does that look like for you? Do you have daily time with God? If you don't, that's okay. That's why I write these devotionals. I mean, some of y'all read them pretty religiously. That was a pun. Some of y'all read the devotionals really faithfully and you make that part of your time, cool. If you don't have another plan for God, start those. They're just, that entire piece of paper is a week's worth of devotionals. It won't take you more than 5 minutes to do that. Everybody has 5 minutes to spend with the maker of the universe, right? So that's a starting point. If you've got your own study time, cool. Again, this is a great place to be able to do things corporately in a large group, but we also have things that we call life groups, where smaller groups of people get together and wrestle with what it is that God might be wanting them to learn. And they'll read something about what the Bible says and then wrestle with it in a small group. There's a lot of cool things in learning that happens, being able to be interactive and ask people questions. So what are you doing individually? Are you part of a life group? If you're not, I would encourage you to think about that. Earlier I was talking about a church center app that you can find things. Go into that app and figure out a life group that you might be able to connect with and see if you can't get plugged in so that you have some regular time with other followers. Other folks in your church would be cool. I like that you're here Sunday, but we want to get God's law in us. Make sure we're doing things to do that. And you know another thing that's perfect about God? Say what? His love. Yay! There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. If we want to move towards perfection, maybe you need to be working on moving down God's way. Maybe you need to be realizing, you know what, this is hard, but God's working in it, it's going to be okay. Maybe you need to be getting more of His word in you. Maybe you just need to sit and immerse yourself in some of God's love. That's a thing, to be able to just sit and go, you know what, God loves me, and to let that get into our minds, our hearts, our souls. It changes us. This passage talks about perfect love driving out fear. Is fear something you struggle with? Fear, anxiety, depression, discouragement? If you struggle with those things, maybe your path of growth is going to involve just being and sitting in some of God's love. Spending time, not just reading His word, but meditating on it. Doing things that communicate God's love to you, right? When I go out and hug a tree, there's a moment where I know I connect with God and I realize that He loves me. Those are the moments. What are the moments for you that you can do that, right? God wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to heal our hearts. He wants to encourage us. He wants to refresh our souls. It happens by having quality time with God. Now, maybe you're hearing that and you've never considered, oh, yeah, maybe that's a thing. Maybe what this is all going to start with is your personal relationship with God. Maybe you've never started that relationship, never accepted your need or the fact that Jesus died for our sins. So maybe that's our starting point today, that Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. He died on a cross to pay the price for our sins, to restore our relationship with the Father in heaven. And when we accept that truth about us and about Him, and that 3 days later He rose from the dead and promised us the same thing, we're transformed. The transformation starts right then and keeps going through eternity. If you've never done that before today, accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, man, let's make today the day so that you can start moving and growing in perfection. And I would like to ask the band to come back up. And while they are, just take a moment while we pray and talk to God. God, I want to grow into being the person You've called me to be. It's not okay to stay stagnant. It's not okay to be stuck in perfectionism. What is it I should be looking at to grow in the weeks to come? Do I need to be accepting His way and submitting to it? Do I need to just accept some of the hard things that are going on, realizing, you know what, God's working in my circumstances. He is making my way perfect. Not easy, but He is working. Maybe I need to be investing some time into studying His Word. Maybe I just need to take a season and immerse myself in His love. Would you pray with me? Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you that you didn't create us and detach yourself from creation. You are involved and engaged in our life. Lord, I thank you that you have called us to continue to grow into the people that you designed us to be. Lord, I pray that your Spirit would quicken our hearts to help us see what the next step might be for us to be able to grow into the thing that Jesus called us to. Being conformed, be perfect, not to be God, but to be perfect, the person you created us to be. Lord, I look forward to what your Spirit's going to say to us today and in the week to come. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.